No sign of pursuit. Juno put aside her scan of the surrounding space through the Rogue Shadow's superior sensors with relief. We're light years away from any Imperial forces. Starkiller looked up from tending a wound on his right forearm. Then what's wrong? He asked her.
No one knows that we exist or what we've done. We have the entire galaxy in front of us. So why, for the first time in my life, do I have no idea where to go? I hope you have a plan.
He nodded, and then said slowly, as though sounding her out,
There are two things I want, and I can't get them on my own. The first is revenge.
To get that, we need to rally the Emperor's enemies behind us.
She nodded. Go on. The second I want is to learn all the things that Vader couldn't or wouldn't teach me about the Force.
She leaned her elbow on the arm of her flight chair and rested her chin on that hand.
If we're not careful, we might end up in our old job again, hunting Jedi.
He seemed to be aware of the irony of the situation.
I know of one who might still be alive.
Proxy, show us the file of our first target. They turned to face the droid, who flickered and transformed once more into the likeness of General Rom Koda. Juno frowned.
I thought you killed him.
When I fought him in the TIE fighter factory, he said he could see my future. He said he was part of it.
Back to Nar Shada, then.
Back to Nar Shada. Face down across a table, in the darkest corner of a disreputable cantina, slumped a man who wanted to disappear. The vapor room was a particularly good place to make the attempt. Primarily an Ugnaught hangout, but attracting its share of Rodian and human workers as well. It was an after-hours dive, boasting bottomless shadows in every corner. An empty tankard of Andoan ale rested near the slumped man's shoulder. His face was determinedly hidden from view, as if the only conscious desire he had left in him was to keep it that way. The apprentice walked slowly into the vapor room, eyes peering into the corners, studying every face and figure he found there. The bar's atmosphere reeked of numerous negative emotions, but threat was not one of them. The nearest bartender cocked an antenna. The apprentice gestured at him, encouraging him to think about someone else. He didn't want a drink. He had just one purpose.
What happens if he recognizes you?
Juno had asked him with concern before he left the Rogue Shadow. He won't, he had said, remembering the General's burned eyes and the absent scars on his own hands. His body had changed in subtle ways, thanks to Lord Vader. The Force signature he had possessed over Nar Shada, in the midst of his murderous mission, would be very different from the one he projected now. Calm, reassurance, hope.